Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit, fill this room. We need your presence. We need you. We need.
I want you to do, Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit, come and abide within us, rest upon us. Come.
Invite him in.
Come, Holy Spirit, come and abide within us, rest upon us. Come, Holy Spirit.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy and to your righteous name. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come, Father God, to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for another opportunity. Thank you for another day. Thank you for making a way. Thanking you for life. Thanking you for health. Thanking you for strength. Thanking you for your provisions. Thank you, Father God, for sitting high. Thanking you for looking low. Thanking you for being large and in charge. Thanking you for being in control. Thanking you for being the God with the big G. Oh, glory be to the living God. Father, we come on this afternoon with grateful hearts. We come on this afternoon, Father God, confessing every sin of omission, every sin of commission. Father God, how great is our God? How great. How great is our God. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. How great is our God. Father God, hallelujah. We love you on today. We thank you for another fellowship service, Father. We thank you, Father God, that we can be among the family today. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. We take nothing for granted. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the fellowship services, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that the church doors are beginning to open slowly, Father God, around the globe, Father God. But Father, we thank you that the church doors of our hearts have never been closed. Father God, they have always been open, Father God, and we are the church, and there's no time and distance in the spirit. So we just want to say thank you. Any way we can get to you, we say thank you. Any way we can fellowship with the brethren, we say thank you. Any way we can do it, Father God, if it's good enough for you, it's good enough for us, Father God. We want to say thank you. We come to clap our hands in the sanctuary. We come to stamp our feet in the sanctuary, Father God. Oh, Father, we come to lift up holy hands in the sanctuary, Father. Hallelujah. And we say thank you, that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Oh, glory be to God that you inhabited the praises of your saints, the praises of your people. Oh, glory. So, Father, we say thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Father, and your anointing upon us, your blessings upon us, Father God, upon our service today, the word going forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray that we might hear from you. God, we want to hear from you. We need a word from you, Father. Speak, Lord. Speak, 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 speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Father God, and help our ears to be open when you speak. Help our eyes to be open, oh, Father God, to see. Help our spirits to be open to receive, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. And we bless you even right now. Now, Father God, we commit this service into your hands today. Bless all of our visitors, our listening audience across the globe, Father God, as they hear the word. For we know that the word will never return unto your void, but your word will always, always, always accomplish everything, amen, that you have sent it forth to do. So hallelujah to your name, hallelujah to your holy name, hallelujah to your righteous name. You are God and you are God alone. And so we commit this service into your hands, and Father, ask that you would be glorified. We give you advanced praise for the souls that will give their hearts to you through repentance and confession, Father, and confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. We give you advanced praise for the best flight is coming on back home. We give you advanced praise, Father, for those who are down in spirit, that they will be lifted up and encouraged, oh, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we bless you, and we thank you, and we magnify you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to the living God. Hallelujah. 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 Our scripture coming on Psalms 90. Amen. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth or ever, thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting. Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and saith, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourish and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spent our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. Oh, satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. And we want to thank God, amen, for the blessed word of God, for the blessed people of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome back, church family, and all of our visitors here to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries for our Sunday fellowship service, where we come to lift Jesus up higher, 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 and higher, and giving God the praise. Amen. We welcome each and every one of you. If it's your first time, second time, every time, amen. And to God be praised. Amen. I am Dr. Alfreda. Amen. I am the pastor of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is my pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And so we bless God. If this is your first time, we want you to know that this platform, we meet every morning, 6 a.m. in the morning, Monday through Saturdays, and then we come back on Sundays at 12 o'clock. Amen. So please, please, please enjoy the service, spread the word. Amen. Glory be to God. And even when the Lord leads us back into our new church building, we're still going to find a way to make sure that this platform is open. For those of you who can't get to us, maybe you're in a different city, a different state, a different country, but you'll still be able to enjoy the services live with us on this platform and other platforms. So just come on in and take a seat. The first time we call you visitor, the second time we call you family, and we are most definitely, definitely, definitely happy, amen, to have you with us. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right. We're going to get right into the services on today. We don't believe in a whole bunch of preliminaries, especially unnecessary preliminaries. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to thank God for our praise and worship songs. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, music ain't nothing but music. Ain't nothing like a real choir. Amen. But let me tell you something. Amen. Hallelujah. When we're lifting up Jesus, don't make no difference how you're lifting him up. Amen. And we want to thank God for the prayer and the scripture and our welcome address. Amen. But so we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Well, if you want to hear from me, you got to call back in tomorrow. Amen. Call back in next Sunday. Amen. But guess what? We've been blessed today. We have been blessed today. Amen. With our Dr. Lauren Davis all the way out of North Carolina. Amen. Glory be to God. And we want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She is full of the word of God. She is full of the word. She is full of the word. She is full of the word. Not only is she full of the word, she loves the Lord. She loves the Lord. Amen. She strives to live what she preaches about, live what she teaches about. Amen. Experiences what she knows, testifying. Amen. Who she knows about. Amen. And we're talking about none other than Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of Jesus. And so what we're going to do, amen, is we're going to give you half of a song. We're not even going to give you the whole song. We're just going to give you half of a song. Amen. And then the next voice you will hear, amen, after the song is none other than our Dr. Lauren Davis. Amen. And she comes to us this morning, amen, to bring unto us what the Lord has to say to us this hour. Amen. So just open your ears, saints. If you can't say amen, say ouch. Amen. Hallelujah. And just listen. Amen. Let us not judge the word. Let us not judge the servant. Amen. Let us just listen. Amen. First. Amen. And hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. And we blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, amen, our Dr. Lauren Davis, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and her abilities. Amen. After we receive a portion of this song.
All on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord come now and breathe. Oh. Just let it breathe on me. Let it breathe. Thank you, Jesus. On me. Let the breath. Let it come and breathe.
count me. I need you to breathe. All I need. Oh, just breathe. All I need is the the Lord. Now breathe on me.
Amen and amen. The floor is yours, Dr. Lauren.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm exceedingly well, thank you. Praise the Lord, yes. To God be the glory.
Yes, so this afternoon, we just want to just give God the praise.
You might want to take it up one notch.
Okay. Let me see. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better. Thank you.
Okay, I had the speaker on. I just want to give God the praise for another opportunity to share the word of God on today. First of all, we just want to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to just say thank you, God, for this is the day that the Lord have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we pray, Lord God, that the word will go forth in demonstration power of your Shekinah glory. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, God, be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, through Christ Jesus, we ask these things with thanksgiving. Amen. We will be coming out of Psalm 42 and verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. We want to talk a little bit about today. Be patient with yourself. These are a few excerpts from the book, The Battlefield of the Mind with Joyce Myers. And we know that David, in order for David to have made this his statement, evidently David was going through something. But his solution was, hope thou in God. And we're living in a world today where the people of God have gotten so despondent. Some people are going backwards. Instead of forward, their hope is gone. Fear has gripped their very soul. But God is saying today through his word, hope thou in God. Don't beat yourself up. He said, put your trust in him. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all of thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Discouragement destroys hope. And without hope, we give up. So naturally, the enemy always tries to discourage us. The Bible repeatedly tells us not to be discouraged or dismayed. God knows we will not attain victory if we remain discouraged. So God encourages us with his word and with his presence. If we continue in God's word, we will always have victory. We can seek the Lord while he can be found. We can call upon him while he is near. And we can invoke him, his presence, as we cry out to him. But if we stay in a place of discouragement, we will be defeated. So I'm just asking the members today, everybody, especially the people of God, to listen to this word today. And if you find yourself there, just say, ouch. And get out of that place of despondent. Get out of that place of being tried, hardened. We don't have to stay in that low place, because we will not be able to have victory. We will not be able to go on the battlefield and give this here gospel the way that God wants us to give it. So we want to give you words of hope today. We want to give you words of confidence that you can stand strong in the power of God. When discouragement or condemnation tries to overtake you, examine your thought life. What kind of thoughts have you been thinking? Do they sound something like this? I'm not going to make it. This is too hard. I always fail. It has always been the same. Nothing ever changes. Is that you this afternoon? I'm sure other people don't have this much trouble getting their minds renewed. I may as well give up. Is that you this afternoon? I'm talking to the Christians now. I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of trying. I pray, but it seems as if God doesn't hear. He probably doesn't answer my prayers because he is so disappointed in the way that I act. Is that you this afternoon? If this example represents your thoughts, then no wonder you get discouraged or feel condemned. Remember, you become what you think. Let me say that again. You become what you think. Think discouraging thoughts and you become discouraged. Think condemning thoughts and you'll come under condemnation. And this is contrary to the word of God, because the Bible says there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Change your thinking and be set free. Instead of thinking negatively, think like this. Well, things are going a little slow, but thank God, I'm making progress. I'm on the right path that will lead me to freedom. I had a rough day yesterday. I chose thinking all day long, wrong thoughts, and I made a mistake. But at least that is one day I won't have to repeat. This is a new day. I'm not going to give up. You love me, Lord. Your mercy is new every morning. When we think like that, we have a better perspective of who we are and who God is, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. This is an example of how to effectively use your weapons of the word to tear down strongholds. What kind of strongholds are you facing today that you have allowed the enemy to keep you in bondage? This is not the time to be in bondage with strongholds, because Jesus Christ is soon to appear. The church must now stand up and get back in the fight. Get back in the battlefield, just like a soldier that's out there on the field. And the bullets is going everywhere. Men is getting shoot torn down. But you got to get back in the battlefield and let your mind be set free and use those weapons of the word of God to tear down these strongholds so you can walk in total victory and be delivered, because it is our responsibility as children of God. It is our responsibility. Our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. It is our responsibility to go ye therefore out and here to the highway and to the hedges, and to compel men to come on in to the house of God, not just the church building, but the house, because the doors of heaven is still open. And it's a many of souls that still are yet that we have to reach. But we have to reach with the mindset that God has given us. We have to have that same mindset. Paul quotes in Isaiah 40 and 13, and then he makes a statement concerning all believers. We have the mind of Christ. Having the mind of Christ means sharing the plan, the purpose, and perspective of Christ. And it is something all believers possess. Having the mind of Christ means we understand God's plan in the world to bring glory to himself, restore creation to its original splendor, and provide salvation for the sinner. This is our responsibility. This is not the time for us to fall back. This is not the time for us to be discouraged. This is not the time for us to beat up on ourselves. You got to be patient with yourself. God is patient with us. He's long-suffering for us. He has allowed us to come to a place of a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. So why do we go back when circumstances overwhelm us? Don't look at the circumstances. See, your focus is wrong. Our focus is wrong. When we look at our circumstances and we can't pay our bills, we can't provide things for our families, buy food and shelter, we're looking at our circumstances, but we're not looking at the one who supplies our every need, and that's Jesus Christ. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior and our soon coming King. See, this is where we fall when we take our eyes off of the Lord. We fall down, and it's hard getting back up. Because the enemy wants us in a place of a fallen state when we don't have to be there anymore. We have been delivered. We have been set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into unknown territories where you would never thought that you could even imagine of going. Look at Dr. Bradford. Look at all the milestones she has accomplished because of her faith in God by the power of the Holy Spirit. She did not sit down and just say, oh, well, this is it. This door is closed. Oh, well, I'm going to give up. No. Discouragement may have set in for a minute, but it wasn't a long minute. It wasn't a long minute. Look at her track record. Look at what she has accomplished because of Christ Jesus. And we can all have those same accomplishments if we do what she did to get what she got. She had to do something. She had to pray. She had to believe God. She had to walk by faith and not by sight when things seemed like they were so impossible. So we can't look at that perspective of, oh, this door is closed and it'll never open for me. Now, if you believe that, it won't open. But if you take the word of God, he said, hide the word in your heart. Hide it in your heart. And when that word starts developing inside of you, allow it to rise, and you can walk extra miles and do extra exploits in the name of Jesus. But you can't do it if you're in a despondent state. You can't do it if you always discouraged in a hopeless situation. You can't do anything for the Lord. How can you say God is real? How can you say God is a great deliverer? How can you say God saved me and you living in a hopeless situation? It says, do what you need to do and allow the great I am, the Jehovah Jireh, to be real in your life. It says, I recommend that you not only think right thoughts on purpose, but also go the extra mile and speak them aloud as your confession. Remember, God is delivering you little by little. So don't be discouraged and don't feel condemned if you make a mistake. Be patient with yourself and believe in your heart by faith, God's word. Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Don't think on those negative thoughts that keep you down in the dumps. Don't think on those things that draw you to a bottle and you're going to drown your sorrows out. Don't wind up with a needle in your arm. No. Think on the word of God, those things that bring hope, which we have both learned. Hold on to them. Hold on to them. What have you learned? Your whole Christian walk, what have you learned? What have you received from God? And only you can answer that question. Only I can answer that question. Because God knows exactly where each one of us are in our walk with God. So we must be soldiers of the Lord. We got to stand when everything else is falling around us. We got to stand. We got to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, the bloodstained banner of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In closing, depression is one of the most common emotional ailments. One antidote for depression is to meditate on the word of God, his goodness in the life of his people. This will take your mind off the present situation and give you hope that it will improve. It focuses your thoughts on God's ability to help you in the time of need rather than your own inability to help yourself. You can't do it. Because if you can do it, you don't need Christ. If you could do it, you can help everybody else around you without Christ, but you can't do it because it's your inability that keeps you falling, that keeps you in a fallen state in your mind. So because the battlefield is in your mind, so you can't listen to your mind unless you have the mind of Christ and filling your mind with the word of God. So when you feel depressed, take advantage of this Psalms antidepressant and read the Bible's accounts of God's goodness and meditate on them, and they will help you not to stumble in front of your family, your friends, and your foes who you don't even know anything about. You don't know who your foes are, but people are watching you. They are watching your walk with God. They hear you quote scriptures, but then they see your lifestyle. What is your lifestyle saying to your family? What is your lifestyle saying to your friends doing? Why are you being so despondent? Because things are not going your way. We look out into the world. People are dying everywhere. This COVID is taking people out. And we are sleeping. We're sleeping. And this is not the time. This ain't the time to go to sleep. This is the time to cry out for help from the Lord. So we need not to be depressed. We need not to be despondent. The righteous cry out. This is out of Psalm 34 and 17. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. This is Isaiah 40 and 13. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Not yourself, not your pastor, but God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Nobody cares for you like God. People can say they care, but get in trouble. Get in trouble and see who will come to your defense. Luke 18 and 1, then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not faint. Psalm 138 and 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. We are hard-pressed. Listen to this. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not grow weary. The people of God, let us not grow weary while doing God's work. For in due season, we shall reap. If we do not faint, if we don't lose hope, God is going to raise us up. But it's all in time to see where our faith really lies. Are we dependent on him, or are we dependent on us? Why are we keep going around on an emotional roller coaster? Why can't we get stable and do the work of God while it is yet day? Because night is coming in all of our lives. Don't let your gifts be buried with you. God has placed so much in each one of us. So don't let the spirit of discouragement take you down. Don't be discouraged, because we're going to go through trials and tribulations in this life. But God said, be of good cheer. Psalms 27 and 14, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Romans 13, 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. But we first got saved, but it's closer than ever before. Christ can crack the skies at any moment. How will he find you? Will he find you standing, or will he find you asleep? It's up to you. It's up to you and I who we choose to believe. It's up to us. And then I want you, in closing, I want you to repeat after me. This is a prayer for victory. Lord Jesus, with your help, I can make it. With your help, I won't be discouraged and feel hopeless. With your help, I can defeat every wrong thought that comes to my mind. Thank you for victory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That concludes our message. God bless you.
Amen, 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 amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be patient with yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. I will not fear. I will not lose hope. I will not go backwards. Amen. I will not be discouraged, and I will not allow the spirit of condemnation to overtake me. Glory be to God. I'm going to be patient with myself. Because of Christ Jesus, I can do, amen, all things. Amen. So we want to thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. And that will never, ever, ever fail. Amen. And never, ever, 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 amen, return unto him void. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to open up the lines to see if we have any first-time visitors. Amen. We want to acknowledge you if you'd like to share, amen, your name with us on today. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, amen. But before we do, amen, Dr. Lauren, amen, let's just lead, amen, some unbeliever, amen. They might be listening, and they don't want to be discouraged. They don't want to fear. They don't want to lose hope, but they don't know the man, as you preach so eloquently today. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know the way out. If you don't know Jesus, you definitely do not have the answer. Amen. So if you would, amen, just lead any unbeliever listening today that said, you know, today, right now, this moment, I'm going to receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, and I'm going to open up my heart to him right now. And I'm not going to wait another day, another moment, amen, but right now, this moment, amen. And so, Dr. Lauren, if you will, amen, please.
Yes, dear, if there's any unbeliever on the line, we plead with you right now. God says to warn the unbeliever, because salvation is right near you. In Romans, the 10th chapter, the 9th and 10th verse, I want you to repeat after me, whoever's listening, who has never made a choice to accept Jesus Christ into your heart as your personal Savior, I want you to repeat after me, that if thou confess with my mouth, this is the person that I'm talking to right now, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It is your confession of Jesus Christ, once you open up your heart to receive Jesus Christ, repent of your sins, and ask God through Jesus Christ by the Spirit to come on in. Don't delay another moment, because tomorrow is not promised, but you must repent and acknowledge that you are a sinner and that you stand in the need of a Savior. And Jesus Christ said that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and beside him that there is none other, for there is no other name under the heavens whereby man can be saved. So if you're unsaved today, make Jesus Christ your choice and ask him to come on into your heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you just gave your heart to Christ, we want to hear from you. Amen. Please connect with us. Amen. Via our email. Our website is at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. All of our information is there. Amen. How to reach us. Our email address is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen. Our mailing address is Post Office Box, P.O. Box 461. P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania. Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. 19038. Amen. We want to hear from you so we can pray with you, pray for you, what your prayer requests are. And if you gave your life to Jesus, amen, we want to send you out some materials that's going to help you to grow and mature into your salvation. So please, we want to hear from you. Amen. Glory be to God. Everyone else, amen. Before we open up the lines, amen, let us receive our morning tithes and offerings. Amen. Glory be to God. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, and also to the servant of God, amen, who brought forth the word on today. Amen. Glory be to God. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry, and we thank God, amen, for you sowing into the rich word, amen, the soil of the word here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. So, amen, we receive our offering in the same way. You can give via our website at lifewordjesus.org. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus, and our mailing address is P.O. Box 461 in Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And we thank God for your giving. Amen. And we will bless the offering. Amen. In a minute. Amen. As we do the benediction. All right. At this time, amen. If we have any first timers on the line, and you're under no obligation to speak, but we're opening up the line. So if you desire to just share with us your name and who invited you to the call, please feel free to do so at this time. All right, all right, all right. We want you to know, amen, that we're always here from you. We also have an altar prayer, amen, where we meet Monday through Fridays, amen. That's at a different telephone number, Monday through Fridays at 12 o'clock noon and at 9 p.m. And we also have Wednesday night Bible study at 8 o'clock, amen. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729. And if I'm talking too fast, you can go right to our website, and all of that information is there for you at lifewordjesus.org. All right. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. We realize, amen, that I was able to take a couple days, amen, and to reflect on, to get away for a couple days and to reflect in on the vision that the Lord has given this ministry, and he has redefined some things, and I want to thank God for that refreshing. Amen. So now that we are back now and ready to not really pick up where we left off, but we're really sort of starting anew also. So we want to bless the Lord. Amen. So we want to know, amen, the lines are open. Amen. If anyone, amen, would like to have and say anything, have a reflection, a takeaway on the word of God that have gone forth today. Amen. A prayer request, a short testimony. Amen. We want to open up the lines for you, and for you. Is there anyone who desires to share on this afternoon?
Yes. Praise God, Pastor. It is so good to hear your voice. And we just thank God for such a wonderful and God-filled day. Thank you, Dr. Lawrence, for your uplifting words and for just opening the doors for those who are looking for a door to come in. And Father, I just want to thank you for this birthday week. I turned 68 on Wednesday, and I've been really enjoying the fruit of these days. And I'm thanking him for just everything. And in our daily bread today, it speaks of a legacy of kindness. And I'm just going to close with the end of it, where it says, loving God, please help me to love others in a practical way each day so I can leave a legacy of kindness that points others straight to you. So, Father, I'm just thanking you for bringing in me and through your Son, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, allow me to, one, really enjoy the wonderful things of this world, and to thank you for always letting me be in a good space and a great place. And these words I say, amen. And in these words I say, peace and grace to each and every one of you, and to God be the glory. Love you, Pastor.
Amen, amen. Thank you for sharing, Brother Reed. Amen, and we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen, and to God be praise. All right, if all hearts and minds are clear, amen. We want to thank God for the service. Amen. Looking forward to a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. Take it easy. Amen. Let us move slow. Think slow with this heat wave that is upon us. Amen. Glory be to God, and be mindful. Amen. That Jesus is here. Be easy on yourself. Amen. Be patient with yourself. Amen. Because God is patient with us. Be patient with yourself. Amen. Always endeavoring. Amen. In the work of the Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we want to say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We want to say thank you, Father God, for how you continue to use Dr. Lauren, Father God, to communicate the gospel message. Father, we want to say thank you for your word has not come void, and it definitely will not return void, and it will always accomplish what you have meant for us to. Father, it is true. Sometimes we beat ourselves up. So terribly, Father. Sometimes we are our worst enemy. Sometimes, Father. But, Father God, help us to begin to love ourselves. So, Father God, we can't love nobody else if we don't love ourselves. Father, you said love your neighbor as yourself. To laugh at our mistakes, Father, to get up when we fall down, to let it be a teaching moment, Father God, not to do things intentionally, but, Father God, whenever we mess up, Father, sometimes we think we're messing up when we think we're going straight. And sometimes when we think we're going straight, we're messing up. So, Father God, just help every step we take to be in you. You said the steps of a good man, a good woman are ordered by the Lord. So long as we're walking with you, Father God, we're on the right side of the road, and we're on the right road. And we say thank you for the Romans road, Father. Lord, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you over, over, and over, and over again. Bless Dr. Lauren. Bless her in North Carolina. You see her endeavors, Father God. And may your grace and your mercies be upon her. Thank you for Brother Reed, Father. Thank you for this man of God. Always Johnny on the spot. Always Johnny on the spot. We thank you for him. We thank you, Father, for keeping him encouraged, Father, in the midst of Father God of weight, in the midst of circumstances and dilemmas that come to destroy his faith, that come to break up his hope. But Father God, we see this man of God standing, and after he's done all the standing, he's still standing. Father God, anybody, everybody else on the line, Father, you know where the need is. You know where the need is, and we thank you for meeting the need and supplying the need according to your riches and glory. Father, we pray for everybody, everywhere, anybody that has accepted that call to salvation that Dr. Lauren made. Father God, we pray their strength. We pray their growth. We pray their development. Father God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that this message, Father God, hallelujah, Father God, it has changed somebody's life, Father, for we know it has changed ours, but it has taken us one notch higher in you. For we all get tired. We all get discouraged, Father. We all get low, Father God. That's just our human nature. We cannot avoid that. But because of Jesus, we can come out of that. And we say thank you for it even right now. So we say thank you. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we say thank you for the offerings today, the tithes and the offerings and the blessings into the ministry. Father God, we ask that you would bless the giver 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold in Jesus' name. And Father God, that the money will be used for the upbuilding of your kingdom and the tearing down of the stronghold of sin. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine on you and to be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and to give you peace. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. I'm so glad to be back with your church family, and so glad to have you back with me and all of us. Amen. Walking with the King of Kings. Amen. And the Lord of Lords. Walk with the King. Amen. And be a blessing. All right. God bless you. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for our early morning breakfast for champions. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. Thank you, God. Blessings on blessings on blessings.